From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even with the new arrests.
But we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That is why we are taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the man in the hat seen with two suicide bombers at Brussels airport March 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, is also suspected to be linked with the Paris attacks. He is one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday. But despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13th attacks in Paris and the deadly Brussels bombings, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people. Shortly after Kerry left Kabul, there were reports of two explosions. Their sources are not known, and it's not known if anyone was injured. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group has been trying to get peace talks moving for months.